West Georgia's first news on this Thursday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. Well, Harrelson County Sheriff Stacy Williams saying he believes that DNA evidence and the Georgia Bureau of Investigation has solved a year-old mystery regarding unidentified skeletal remains discovered within Buchanan city limits in autumn of 2023.
Last year, some kids found a portion of a skull. Police was contacted. The Buchanan City Police, you know, investigated. Well, they brought the GBI in, sent it to the crime lab. They had sent the skull to the GBI in Atlanta, and then they sent it out to a more expert-type testing. They ended up extracting some type of DNA. It was my understanding they found a couple like relatives, some close matches based on the DNA. And
Williams was a recent guest on the WLBB Community Voice program.
They identified a person. This person had died back in 1935. You know, Harrelson County, by like 1900, there was over 2,000 farms in Harrelson County. So there's a lot of fields and stuff like that. And back then, they didn't go 8 miles to the right to bury a body in a cemetery. A lot of times, landowners, they had, you know, 100, 200, 300, 400 acres of land. A lot of times, people buried themselves on the land. Fast forward 50, 100, 125 years. And when you look at it, trees are grown up. We drive down the road, there's forest there, but you don't know what was there one time before several years ago. In the graves back in, that'd be 2 or 3 foot, something like it, bury and put, and then put a rock up. You know, they didn't have headstones like we had today.
And Williams says investigators suspect the remains could have been dug up by an animal or exposed after erosion. He says foul play is not suspected. The November jobs report for the state of Georgia released on Thursday, and unemployment claims were down during the month in all of Georgia's regional commissions, according to the Georgia Department of Labor. In the Northwest Georgia region, that includes Harrelson County, the unemployment rate was up 1/10 to 3.5% over the month. The rate was 2.6% 1 year ago. The labor force and the number of employed were down about 1,500 over the month, but both were still up over the year. And the initial claims were down 181 over the month and down 2,600 over the year. The unemployment rate was also up 1/10 to 3.5% over the month for the Three Rivers region. This includes Carroll County. The labor force was down 310 over the month, but still up 2,600 over the year to 264,000. The number of employed was down 630 over the month, but still up 443 over the year to 255,000. Initial claims were down 5 over the month and up 49 over the year. For breaking news throughout the day, keep your radio tuned to this station. Visit the Newstalk1330.com website or the Newstalk1330 WLBB Facebook page. We are your local news source. I'm Colin Worthington reporting.